Next patient is Troy Stone. The last name is S-T-O-N-E. First name, T-R-O-Y. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of CKD3A. This patient has a history of arterial hypertension, tendency to elevated blood sugar, hyperlipidemia, cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to extensive cardiac history. Period. This time the patient comes with the comprehensive metabolic profile with a creatinine of 1.2 with a estimated GFR that is 58 mLs per minute, albumin is 4.5, and serum electrolytes are all within normal limits. The patient doesn't have microproteinuria, doesn't have a proteinuria that is out of control or elevated. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. 120 over 76 is the reading today. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. I have to point out that the patient has lost, since last visit 6 months ago, 13 pounds. It's 203. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, has a history of triple bypass over 20 years ago, and he has 12 stents. The ejection fraction is well preserved. There is mild aortic stenosis, mild mitral regurgitation, and trace of tricuspidary regurgitation. Borderline pulmonary hypertension. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is controlled with the CPAP. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient uses famotidine. The patient is in very stable condition. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We've invested 7 minutes in the interpretation of the lab. 16 minutes in the face-to-face and 6 minutes in the documentation.